Welcome everyone to the Future Professional Wrestling Podcasting, the Body Slam Radio. Of course, my name is Duncan Welker. I am your host, and today we're going to be talking about wrestling and video games, the greatest combination since cheese and burgers. Man, I'm hungry now. Nonetheless, wrestling and video games. Like I said, they're the greatest combination since cheese and burgers. But if you ask me, before I tell you the history of them, they're kind of going down a slippery slope, in my opinion. Actually, no, they're going backwards. In time-wise, and like release-wise. I don't really know how to put it. But let me just give you an input so you can have an idea. Fighter Pro Wrestling World has only been released for the PS4 and the PC. No Xbox, no Switch release. Now, of course, I'm sure the Nintendo Switch is a dead console over there in Japan, which is where this game is made. And the Xbox is definitely dead in Japan. So, there's that. But I'm afraid WWE will end up doing this again. And then we'll have to have multiple developers do it. And I don't want that. I just want my wrestling virtualized, and I can create frickin' Freddy Krueger, and he can face, I don't know, let's just pull a random name out of the hat, Freak Show from the FBI. I don't know, but still, I don't want wrestling to be what it was like back in the 2000s and have so many console releases that it's overload. I'm sorry, I just don't. So that's my opinion editorial. Now for the history of wrestling and video games, and oh boy. You guys better tune in, because when I did a test recording of this earlier, oh boy, it was long. But luckily, I think I give it in a good enough light that I can just, you know, enrich you in the knowledge of wrestling and video games. So here we go. The mid to late 80s through the early 90s. Now, what are the earliest examples I can think of? You know, gaming-wise, Mat Mania for the arcade, made by Technos, of course. Decent game. There was a lot of quarters spent, or at least from what I've read. But one of the first examples of the home console market, of course, is Pro Wrestling on the NES. That is hailed as one of the all-time classic games on the NES. And I have to agree. I have it at my house, and I play it on my NES emulator system sort of thing. And it's fun to play. I love playing the Starman facing King Korn Khan or Giant Panther or was it African or Amazon? What that Amazon dude, I don't remember his name. But what about the WWF? They didn't have a game yet. That would come in the form of WWF WrestleMania. It was made by the developer Dun 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 LJN. If you know your video game history like I do, you would know that LJN sucked at video games. They absolutely sucked. I'm sorry, but they did. I'm not going to say much more about this, except LJN, you should have stuck to making toys and not video games. Let's move on. Arcade-wise for the WWF, two great, amazing games in Superstars and WrestleFest. These were, of course, made by Technos, who also made Mat Mania, which I referred to earlier. What about for the WCW? Oh, wait. Before I move on to WCW, I completely forgot this. I have this on my notes here. Micro League Wrestling actually was one of the first examples of wrestling WWF in a, you know, gaming-like type. Of course, it was only released for home computers, of course, such as the Atari ST, the DOS, and that's all I can really think of at this moment. Nonetheless, released for home computers. Moving on to what I was going to say before I said this. WCW decided, you know what, we're going to make a game and it's going to be fun. Or fun-ish. Their first ever game was, of course, WCW Wrestling. And then they also had Super Brawl. Then they also had the main event. The only two of those games that were fun playing was the first one. Main Event's only stake to claim was the first ever video game debut of the man who would become Stone Cold Steve Austin. That was my Howard Finkel impersonation voice. I'm sure I didn't do a good job. But nonetheless, As technology changed, so did wrestling video games. And this was seen in example of games like WWF Royal Rumble, WWF WrestleMania, the arcade game, and the WWF Raw for the SNES. Not to be confused with the Raw brand on the Xbox, on the original Xbox. But then there were your unlicensed games. You know, games that were not promoted, you know, and were not licensed by, you know, actual promotions. There were games like I said, Pro Wrestling, Tecmo World Wrestling, who, I'm just going to give you a quick background here. Tecmo World Wrestling is probably one of the most technologically advanced, fun games to play, and I'll tell you why. I probably get this all wrong, but I've played it before. It has commentary, not your voice commentary, like, he's putting those feet to good use, or, geez, Cole, lighten up, or whatever else, I don't really know. They had tech-based commentary that just made you feel like you were in the middle of the action. And it was awesome. Or at least I'm sure it was anyways, because, like I said, I'm not alive in the 90s. I was born in the early 2000s. And, well, by that time, wrestling had picked up and made so many games, it wasn't even funny. But, nonetheless, still very awesome. Japan, on the other hand, they got a series that would be widely regarded as one of the best pro wrestling game series of all time, not affiliated with the WWE, WWF, or the WCW. I know the WWE and the WWF are the same promotions, but technically they're not, so get off my butt. So, of course, that series I'm talking about is Fire Pro Wrestling. Fire Pro Wrestling, well, when it first started, it just saw releases in Japan. Not the US, not Europe, not even Africa, where some games I've heard been released. Just Japan. That'll change, of course, in 2000s with the release of Fire Pro Wrestling for the Game Boy. Or for the Game Boy Advance, I should say. Moving on. As technology changed, so did wrestling video games. And I have mentioned this earlier probably, but there were games that were awesome to play in the mid-90s. Such as, you know, the WWF WrestleMania arcade game and games like that. But that all changed. You see, going into the late 90s, the World Championship Wrestling had an advantage on the World Wrestling Federation. And it also proved in video games. Because with the newly formed AKI Corporation, and I think if I remember my wrestling video game history correctly, AKI and THQ teamed up to make the first ever 3D, you know, professional wrestling game backed by a powerful promotion, WCW versus the World. Of course, that game was only released on the original PlayStation, which dominated the console market. Again, if you're asking why I'm doing this and not talking about actual wrestling, it's because I'm a huge gamer and I've always wanted to do this. So, now you know. Of course, the WWF had to strike back. They struck back with WWF Warzone. Many gaming and wrestling fans acknowledge this as a jumpstart for the WWF and 3D gaming. Of course, to do anything in that game, you had to freaking do button combinations like left button, X2, 5Y, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever else. And it just got kind of, well, what's the word? Boring, so to say the least. Of course, there was also Warzone, and, well, it's just the same game as Attitude. Go play it for yourself. You'll see what I mean. But then, the concept of WCW versus in, well, not WCW, sorry. The concept of WCW and the WWF and video game wise, it grew. The concept grew. And of course, WCW struck hard with WCW versus NWO World Tour, which is one of the best games in many wrestling gamers' opinion. Not the best, but it's there. It's there. You know, it's above a 70% rating. Of course, there was also Virtual Pro Wrestling. You know, it was basically the Japan release of WCW versus NWO World Tour. But then, forget the WCW versus NWO World Tour. Now, the game I'm going to be talking about next, WCW versus NWO Revenge. That's all you need to know. When I first played it was so much fun. Granted, I was only 9 at the time, and I played it in the Huntsville Stars Clubhouse because some guy brought his N64 in, but still, even when I played, I'm thinking, wow. Man, for the 90s, they had really good graphics. And they did. They really had good graphics back then. Not as good as today's, of course, where, you know, even the little tiny letter on the trunk of a, say, like Randy Orton or someone is perfectly textured. Speaking of Randy Orton, he's had his tattoos have been controversial of video games over the years, and I'm not going to worry about that now. So like I said, WCW versus NWO Revenge, highly praised as one of the best games WCW put out. Of course, WWF was lacking both on TV and in video games. So they took a page out of WCW's book and stole AKI and THQ right under from WCW, and they released WWF WrestleMania 2000 after they stole it in late 1998. Of course, WCW feeling, well, not angry, but I'm sure they were like, ah, why? And they realized, oh crap, we gotta put out a game quick. So they, of course, went to Electronic Arts, not EA Sports, Electronic Arts. Oh boy. Oh, I hate talking about this. They released, of course, WCW Mayhem, and well, it's aight, but it's not Revenge caliber. And then, forget about Revenge, World Tour, Mayhem, forget about all the games I've mentioned. The WWF and AKI released WWF No Mercy. Highly praised as one of the best wrestling games of all time, beating out Revenge, beating out SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain, and any other game blows it out of the water. I've played it. It's fun. Let's move on. Of course, there were also unlicensed games such as Power Move Pro Wrestling made by THQ originally, you know, before they teamed up with AKI. But then THQ, earlier in the millennium hit, they released WWF SmackDown for the PlayStation. And that game is really good. Really is. Of course, what about the other promotions? Of course, ECW released their first game, but it was just Warzone and Attitude. I'm not going to say much about it. Go play it for yourself. But you'll probably have to get an N64, PS1, because, unfortunately, all the ROM sites are shut down. Anyways, moving on to the final part of Body Slam Radio's wrestling history of video games, or history of wrestling video games, and editorial. In the early 2000s, AKI backed out and said, okay, you know what, THQ, you keep doing what you're doing. We love you guys, but we gotta go. And then they went to EA for, oh wait, before I go on any more about what's gonna come up, WCW released another game. It was not their best game. Wasn't a mediocre game. It was one of their worst games of all time. Yes, even beating out Super Brawl and the main event. WCW Backstage Assault. One of the worst games of all time, in my opinion. And if you go ask any wrestling gamer, worst game. Now, to play it, it's hilarious because you see how bad WCW was in both the TV and the video game. But I digress. Moving back on to what I was going to say earlier before I remembered the horror of WCW Backstage Revenge. AKI moved on from WWE, and they helped EA make Def Jam Vendetta. The first one was not the best, but the second one, man, that was a good game. Of course, there's also Rumble Roses. It's basically just a sex wrestling game. It's not even that good. It's decent, but it's not even that good. Of course, there's also Fire Pro Wrestling. Like I said earlier, Fire Pro Wrestling had finally released in the American market and the European market, and they made a killing out of it. But for the WWE, there were games such as Day of Reckoning 1 and 2, the Raw series, the return of the Raw series, you know, the SmackDown series, you know, like I said, Here Comes the Pain and No and Shut Your Mouth. Of course, WrestleMania 19, WrestleMania X8, Crush Hour, which is technically not a wrestling game by definition, but it still features the WWE in some variation of wrestling, I should say. But, actually, no. I'm going to finish talking about Crush Hour. Crush Hour is basically a video game of what Hogan and Big Show, the Giant, did in WCW with that whole Monster Truck Sumo match. Basically, it was that times 100. So, moving on. The WWE also had games like, their main series, the SmackDown series, of course. After Here Comes the Pain, they changed it into SmackDown vs. Raw, of course. And then they said, no more SmackDown vs. Raw, we're changing it to just WWE. WWE 12, one of my personal favorites, just because it was one of my first wrestling games I ever played. I'm sorry, but I will rank it over the original SmackDown vs. Raw, the first three SmackDown vs. Raw games. I'm sorry, but it is. And then there was WWE 13 with the Attitude Era mode. Fun, but kind of, it's not that much replayable. And then 2K took the series over and completely screwed us over. Honorable mention, Legend of WrestleMania and All-Stars. They're the same game, but All-Stars is a way better game. So, but then there are, you know, other promotions. Because, you know, other promotions eventually got the money to realize, hey, you know what? We're good enough to compete with the WWE. They weren't, but nonetheless. TNA, of course, they released their game, TNA Impact. There were plans to release another console game. They did release another one, but only for the DS and the PlayStation Portable. The first game, however, was fairly decent. I've played it on the Xbox 360. Very good. And it was, the video game debut of one AJ Styles, the current WWE champion. And then there was also AAA Lucha. It was bad. I'm not going to get much more into it. And then Fire Pro Wrestling World. Now you ask yourself, how is that another promotion game? Well, actually, you know what I just realized? I don't know why I didn't say this before. There's also Wrestle Kingdom. That was the technical New Japan game, but it's not as good as what I'm about to say. Fire Pro Wrestling World was released just over 2 weeks ago, and of course, I haven't played it because it's on the PS4. It's never probably going to be on the Xbox because they probably don't trust us with Fire Pro after we turn it into hell on Earth with the avatars and all that stuff. But Fire Pro Wrestling is released on the PS4 and the PC. Very fun game. I've seen it. It's fun. But here's why it's another promotion game. It's backed by New Japan Pro Wrestling. It has the Bullet. It has, you know, guys like Omega, Ibushi, Okada, Fale. I think that's all I need to name, really. I'm sure there's more, like, that's all I can really think of at this moment. But nonetheless, that's why it's considered another promotions game. So that is it for this week's show on the Body Slam Radio. You know what? I think I actually like this format of just doing an editorial. I think I'm going to stick with this for a while until, you know, it's like a big week in wrestling. Like, for example, like the All In stuff or WrestleMania. WrestleMania is a time-honored tradition at Body Slam Radio, and I love it. So, for Body Slam Radio, I'm Duncan Welker, and I'll see you guys next time.